A report just out today from the March of Dimes finds that millions of pregnant women don't have access to health care for safe deliveries because they live hours away from the nearest hospital or birth center. In fact, 36% of counties are considered maternity care deserts, and nearly half of U.S. counties don't have any obstetric providers. The numbers are growing, and health care providers see an irony. These deserts are disproportionately in counties that have also restricted or banned abortion, which is usually done in health care clinics. So while clinics close, women who are carrying on pregnancies don't have care. Teresa Gaffney is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Teresa, people who live in rural America know about this, but those in cities may have a hard time visualizing a maternity care desert. So tell us more about it and who it most affects.
Yeah, so the March of Dimes, which is a nonprofit organization that did this research, they have a pretty strict definition of what a maternity care desert is. It's by the county level, and it's any county that doesn't have a hospital or birth center offering obstetric care, or they don't have any obstetric providers. And so these are often in rural counties, as you kind of alluded to, and places like rural Ohio, maybe Southeast Ohio. That means someone is living, an hour or hours away from a hospital where they can see someone. The care just isn't there. It might take a really long time for an ambulance to get to them, or for them to get to someplace they need care, not only in emergency situations, of course, but also further just regular checkups, right, prepartum, postpartum. The whole level of care is much harder to access.
Well, Teresa, I know your reporting features a midwife who had no one to call. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I spoke to Lauren Genter. She's a certified professional midwife in Southeast Ohio. Many of the counties she works in are maternity care deserts. There aren't nearby hospitals. And so she was working with a family on a home birth. Everything was going fine. The baby had been delivered. When Lauren noticed that the mother was bleeding more than was normal, this family also was Amish. They didn't have a phone in the house. That's very common for Lauren and the people she treats. So she had to call, like, use her cell phone, find a spot that had cell service, which is also a huge issue in rural areas. The nearest hospital was 45 minutes away. When they finally got there, the family had never been to that facility. They had no records there. The mother did end up fine. You know, she was treated and everything was okay. But the clinician requested a follow-up appointment, and Lauren knew, like, that's not going to happen. This family didn't have insurance to pay for another visit. They didn't have a car to drive the long distance to the hospital. And that's very common in areas that are maternity care deserts.
I just want to be clear. We're also seeing attacks on reproductive health care, including abortion. We know that so many clinics that provide abortion, but also provide health care in general, planned pregnancies, they're closing. Does that impact the health care that women need when they do get pregnant?
The experts I spoke to, they said it might seem ironic that the states where abortion access is being limited are also the places where access to care for a pregnant person is most limited. But limits on abortion go hand in hand with limits on maternity care. Anything that limits a person's ability to plan their pregnancy or the end of their pregnancy, it affects care overall.
Right. Well, but since 2005, over 180 rural hospitals, you know, full care hospitals, have closed in the U.S. Why is that?
You know, and the experts I spoke to, they said that it kind of feels like these hospitals are closing because hospital is run like a business, and it's about the bottom line. And some of the people I spoke to push back on the idea that there aren't clinicians and physicians who want to serve these areas. They say that there are, you know, there, it's often people who grew up in these areas, who come from these areas, rural areas, with not many clinicians. But for an individual provider, it's really hard to go in and start your own, you know, mom and pop clinic or office. Mm-hmm. And so when the larger hospital systems leave an area, it affects everyone.
Right. Well, and a lot of these women that we're talking about are poor, maybe Medicaid recipients. So, look, we know the healthcare system is stretched across the country. We're reading today about hospitals cutting back on their rooms for children's care because children's care doesn't make as much money for the hospitals as adult care does. So what is the thinking about how not having care for pregnant women can be addressed.
The authors of the report, they urge lawmakers to pass the Black Maternal Health Momnibus Act. The U.S. is, as many people know, in a maternal care crisis. We have the highest maternal mortality rates among comparable wealthy countries, and that continues to increase over the years. And Black women in particular are three times more likely to die as a result of pregnancy than white women. This report also found that Black women are more likely to be in maternity care deserts. To try to combat this, they also recommend expanding Medicaid access based on income, and also expanding the postpartum coverage period to a full year, whereas right now it's just 60 days. So there's a wide array of solutions that the report proposes. It's going to be a wide-ranging effort. There isn't going to be just one solution.
Yeah. Teresa Gaffney, a reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, will link you to her writing at hereandnow.org. Teresa, thank you.
Thank you for having me.